Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The third baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Farley. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Aguirre. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hank Aguirre. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan Pfister. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Dan Pfister. And now, play ball. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe takes first base on ball four. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton takes first base on ball four. McAuliffe moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards third. McAuliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. Del Greco moves to second. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is called out on strikes. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Aguirre covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. One out. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a line drive towards third. Charles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Charles. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Charles steals second. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is called out on strikes. One out. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre takes first base on ball 4. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Pfister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Del Greco hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0 for 1 in the game. Simulai hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Aguirre covering, for the out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 1 in the game. Jimenez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley is 0 for 1 in the game. Farley takes first base on ball 4. Cash moves to second. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. McAuliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Pfister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfister is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pfister hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne strikes out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Reagan now pitching. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Del Greco hits a pop-up towards third. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cimoli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reagan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Athletics. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Farley takes first base on ball 4. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jimenez. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. Farley goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Athletics. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-2 in the game. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Causey for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash juggles the ball. That's an error on Cash. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Charles. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Charles steals second. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Dan Pfister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfister is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pfister strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bubba Morton pinch hits for Phil Regan. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton takes first base on ball 4. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-3 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morton moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McAuliffe hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Tigers. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bruton hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wyatt now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Nischwitz now pitching. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Del Greco hits a line drive into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Simulai takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaburn strikes out. Two outs. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-3 in the game. Jimenez hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Farley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simulai. Farley reaches second base with a double. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fernandez bunts towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Lump covering, for the out. Farley moves to third. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Ron Nischwitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nischwitz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farley scores. Brown moves to second. It's 6-4, Tigers. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nischwitz fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charles moves to second. George Alouzic pinch hits for John Wyatt. Terry Fox now pitching. George Alouzic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alouzic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Charles moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Walker pinch runs for George Alouzic. Jose Tartabull pinch hits for Bobby Del Greco. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jose Tartabull now playing center field. Danny McDevitt now pitching. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-4 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruton moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn fields it and throws to second for the out. Bruton moves to third. One out. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Farley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. Bruton scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, Tigers. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 4. the Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cimoli hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Farley, who is chasing the ball. Cimoli reaches third base with a triple. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-4 in the game. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-4 in the game. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jimenez for the out. Cimoli scores. Seaburn moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-5, Tigers. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Kansas City Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.